Brandi Wilson.
And Jessica Smith.
And this is Hashtag Facts Matter. Welcome to our February podcast. We're really excited. This month we have a fantastic guest. And also, it's our first guest ever.
Woo!
Go ahead and introduce yourself.
Thank you so much for having me on today. My name is Chelsea, and I am a health educator for Planned Parenthood Northern California. I'm really excited to discuss sexual health in our community.
Yes. We're super excited you're here.
Yay!
Yay! Mm-hmm. And as is pretty much the rule lately, our fantastic program dog is here, Rebel.
So cute. So,
you know, you'll be hearing.
He's snoozing things right now, but if you get some background noise, it's just him.
Right now, he's snoozing on a great big unicorn pillow. That might be the picture on our podcast. Anyway. Thanks for joining us. So, Chelsea, what is your role at our local Planned Parenthood?
Yeah, I mean, as a health educator, my job involves a lot of different things. I teach sex education and puberty education. I also co-facilitate a teen peer education group called Spare Change. Yeah, they're cool. I train other teachers on teaching sex education. I also pass out information at community and health fairs. Overall, my job is to inform people about sexual health and about healthy relationships.
That's awesome. Sounds like you do a lot. And we know you've been here before, helping to educate our folks, which is awesome.
It's great.
Yeah, we're really excited about all that and all the information you give. Thanks for doing that. That's a great role in our community.
Thank you. I love it.
Who should be interested in their sexual health?
Yeah, absolutely everybody should be interested in their sexual health. Sexual health encompasses so much more than just protecting yourself during sex. Overall, the more education someone has and the more information they receive, the better they can make informed decisions about their body.
Yeah, that seems to make a lot of sense. I think we do a lot of that here at Hatcher, educating folks on harm reduction principles related to injection drug use and just drug use in general. And you said that, you know, everyone should be interested in their sexual health. And that makes me think that, like, you know, maybe sexual health is more than just having sex.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, like, breast exams are sexual health.
Absolutely.
And learning ways to say, you know, prevent STI transmission while having oral sex, because oral sex too is a part of sexual health.
A woman going through menopause, maybe, that might need some help through that.
Yeah, lots of things. And sexual health is also more than just women's bodies, right?
Yeah.
There's a whole, and more than just, you know, the dual paradigm of men and women, there's a whole spectrum of folks that sexual health is important for. It's not just the gender binary.
Not just men having sex with women, or, you know, there's all sorts of people who have all sorts of kinds of sex and different kinds of people.
Absolutely.
So the best way to stay safe is to first have education, which is
a
great job you're doing, Chelsea.
Thank you. So, Chelsea, could you describe sexual health in relation to harm reduction?
Of course. Yeah, there are a lot of risk when it comes to sexual health. I mean, disease, unintended pregnancy, birth defects, emotional distress, right? So harm reduction plays a key role in prevention. The point of harm reduction tools are to empower someone to make choices that are right for them, as well as reduce overall risk.
That's pretty much what we say, too.
Yep.
Yeah. Prevention is the biggest tool in our toolbox as well, right? Mm-hmm. We would much rather prevent the spread of infection and disease than spend years and damage and all this stuff trying to cure things that some aren't curable and then others cause a lot of damage. So prevention is better than spreading.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what kind of harm reduction tools are useful for sexual health?
Yeah, I think when people think about harm reduction and sex, most people's minds jump right to, like, condoms and birth control. condoms and birth control are really important, but they aren't the only harm reduction tools, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, there are vaccines that prevent some STDs. Someone could take PEP or PrEP to prevent HIV. Even taking prenatal vitamins to decrease risk of birth defects can be considered a tool for sexual health harm reduction. There's lots of things.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd never really thought about prenatal vitamins.
Yeah. As a
Yeah, you're preventing birth defects.
See, we're learning stuff every day, too.
Things.
Some of the, you know, I've been thinking of a tool that kind of fits in sexual health and in our, you know, substance use harm reduction work. And one of the things I can think of, really, is one of our peer leaders has been saying that we need boofing kits.
Mm-hmm.
And so what boofing is really, it's putting substances in your rectum, and there's tools that are used, like it's a barrel and some lube, and so it's important that people don't share those either. So those are both sexual harm reduction tips for boofing,
mm-hmm.
as well as substance use. It's like a tool that goes together, right?
Yeah.
Because you don't want to share those tools either.
Yeah.
At all.
Mm-mm.
Nope. So yeah
and Chelsea, so you mentioned as one of those harm reduction tools for sexual health as being PEP and PrEP. Can you talk a little bit about that with us?
Absolutely. I am so glad we're talking about this. PEP and PrEP are both medications that prevent HIV.
Wow,
so cool.
That is really
they've been a real like game changer in how we stop the spread of HIV. PEP stands for post-exposure prophylaxis. Someone would start taking this medication within 72 hours after potentially being exposed to HIV. I mean, so let's say someone was having sex and they didn't know the HIV status of their partner and the condom broke. They could take PEP. Or someone was injecting drugs and they accidentally shared a needle. They could take PEP. Or if someone was sexually assaulted or raped, they could also take PEP. PEP acts as a backup in case of unintended potential HIV exposure.
Wow. Yes. Yeah, so that's great because you hit on not only sexual health, but also folks who might be injecting drugs, which is obviously really important to the work that we do. And it just kind of sounds like PEP is for anybody who may be at risk. Man, woman, however you identify.
And what a critical medication. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Like this instance that potentially may, you know, have been caused through trauma or non-trauma or just however it comes about, like being able to prevent future issues in your life by having access to this medication is critical and kind of a game changer in a lot of ways for people's health and sexual health.
Totally. That's awesome. I completely agree.
So how about PrEP?
Yeah. So PrEP stands for pre-exposure prophylaxis. Someone would take this before any potential HIV exposure. PrEP is being recommended more and more to more people. Really, most people who could possibly be exposed to HIV could take PrEP. So let's say someone isn't always 100% perfect about condom use with new partners. They could take PrEP and have peace of mind.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially, you know, in hookup culture.
Oh, absolutely.
It's important, you know, because people are going to do what they're going to do. So let's stay safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about our folks? How do you think
injection drug users?
PrEP is relevant for our folks.
Well, we're really happy that all this education and effort has gone into PEP and PrEP locally. We've had a few of our consumers really speak up over the past year or two about increasing access and them getting access to it because, you know, especially being in a rural area, people don't always have access to clean syringes.
Yeah.
There's a lot of misconceptions that, you know, it's fine or there's access and there isn't. And this would be able to, if someone accidentally had to share a syringe, they then wouldn't have to carry, you know, potentially having HIV or transmitting or any of those. So it's really important.
Absolutely.
For our folks and for the general health of our community, mm-hmm. right? Because that's what all of this is. It's not just individual, it's also community. Mm-hmm. And that's why, that's one of the reasons why all this work is so important. Mm-hmm.
Can you sort of talk a little bit more about access to PEP and PrEP?
Yeah, I'm really excited because PEP and PrEP are now widely available throughout Humboldt County. Both medications are offered through Planned Parenthood, Open Door Health Centers, and the Public Health Department. I mean, a big question I always get, right, is how much does PEP and PrEP cost? Well, most of the time for most people, it can be free. I know. And all of these healthcare providers work with patients to make sure they can get access to PEP and PrEP.
That's so cool. Awesome.
So, Chelsea, now that you've given us all that great information about PEP and PrEP, can you sort of bring it back home, talk about why it's so important here in Humboldt County specifically?
Yeah, PEP and PrEP access is incredibly important in Humboldt County. We recently had a large increase in new HIV infections. Since Humboldt County is such a small community, HIV can spread very rapidly. We also have a lot of other risk factors that make us more vulnerable to a potential HIV outbreak, like high rates of STDs, high rates of injection drug use, and low rates of access to regular medical care. If more people in Humboldt County were on PrEP, we could reduce the risk of a widespread outbreak. There is no cure for HIV, but new prevention and treatment methods, it's much more manageable than ever before, you know?
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Yeah, and you know, just like in most things, learning to advocate for yourself is critical. You know, because providers are people, mm-hmm. and they can't read your mind. And we all kind of talk different languages too. So a lot of the work we do is we actually teach people how to advocate for themselves, mm-hmm. How to have those conversations, because you're not going to get your needs met, you know, be it PEP or PrEP. Or
STD testing.
Yeah. Or HCV testing or treatment. You're not going to... You have to advocate for yourself. And those skills don't always come easy. Mm-hmm. So learning those, finding someone to help you through those, any... you know, a lot of times we put a lot of shame on people if they don't know how to advocate for themselves. But those aren't tools that we're always taught or that we're always taught how to use well.
Yeah.
Right.
It took me a long time to figure out how to advocate for myself. And now I'm just a pain in the ass with it.
Well, and navigating the sort of medical field and talking to different doctors and going to different clinics and maybe health insurance, like that can be difficult and confusing and sometimes just straight overwhelming. And so of course people are gonna be like, well, I'm just throwing my hands up, I don't know. So the more education there is on how it can be simplified, or how there are at least people and organizations that are there to help, again, education, yeah. sharing the knowledge so people do feel empowered and feel like they can advocate for themselves.
In all honesty, I truly didn't know how to properly advocate for myself until I started having to advocate for Hatcher and for the folks that Hatcher serves. And once I started looking into teaching people how to advocate for themselves, I learned also how to advocate for myself. So it's not a thing that we're all just latently born with. We gotta exercise those advocacy skills.
Gotta work at it. So what other services does Planned Parenthood provide?
At Planned Parenthood in Eureka, we have a huge variety of services. I feel like many of our services, like pregnancy testing or birth control and STD testing and abortion, right, people know about. But other services like infertility screening, STD vaccines, breast exams, colposcopies, testicular exams, and vasectomies, people are surprised we offer. Yeah.
I'm totally surprised.
Yeah.
Like... A vasectomy and a colposcomy?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What's a colposcomy?
Colposcopy?
It is a HIV screening, or I'm sorry, excuse me, HPV screening tool. So yeah, if someone's had abnormal pap smears, oftentimes this is the next step that someone would do.
Huh.
Great. Mm-hmm.
You guys offer so many services. I know. It's amazing. I hope that through this podcast, mm-hmm. people that need more services now know where to find them.
Me too.
Right? Or that, you know, they didn't know they could get breast exams or any of those other great services. Or vasectomies. Hey, birth control is also
for men.
Yeah. Not just a female body concept.
No.
I mean, and in addition to all of these medical services we offer, we also help people connect people to their community resources. Like at our health center, people can apply for CalFresh, which is a program that helps you pay for your groceries.
That's
amazing.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It's easier to make healthy decisions when you have the resources and information to do so. And the more and more healthier decisions you can make, the more likely you're going to be able to keep making them.
Yeah.
Because those options are there.
That's absolutely awesome. I didn't know the CalFresh could happen at Planned Parenthood. That's wonderful and a good resource that we'll be able to tell our folks about as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. So how about any upcoming events for Planned Parenthood?
Yes, I am really excited for one of our upcoming events, which is the Sexual Health Educator Training. This training, it aims to teach people how to talk to youth about STDs and birth control. It's for teachers, community health educators, nurses, and anyone else who teaches youth about sex education.
Cool.
I know, right? I'm so excited.
Very cool.
That is really amazing.
Yeah, the training is going to be Wednesday, March 20th at the Warfinger Building in Eureka. It only costs $25. And if anyone is interested, they can call me at 707-502-3010.
Wonderful. Yep. And we will be sure to put all that information in our little information box below in the podcast link so that y'all can put that in your calendar. It sounds like an awesome opportunity.
Right? What a great... Thanks.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, thanks for educating the community on these important things. So, in the sense of community, why is all of this important for our community?
I mean, Humboldt County has some of the highest rates of STDs in the state. We recently had an alarming increase of people contracting syphilis as well as HIV. And, I mean, as many people know, Humboldt County has extremely high rates of hepatitis C, right?
Yep.
So these risks, they're here.
And real.
And they're real, yeah. In small communities, diseases can pass rapidly before people even know they have them, which can have real lasting health effects, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, fortunately, we have organizations like Open Door and Public Health Department and, of course, Planned Parenthood that can help. I guess my biggest message today is that sexual health care is widely available in Humboldt County and that most of the time it is available for free.
Yay for that. Free health care
for all the folks. I just wanted to make a little note about, you had said, you know, the risks are here, right? And they affect the people that they affect, but they also affect the whole community.
Absolutely.
So if you're not the kind of person that wants to be like, this is a human being and I feel bad for their suffering, think about the monetary costs, okay? If someone is suffering from Hep C or HIV and they need to get that treated and maybe they don't have private health insurance, it's coming out of the tax pockets.
That old saying, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure, it wasn't just BS. It's real. And we see it every day. And yeah, we can tell you, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure.
Yeah, a lot cheaper to prevent these preventable things than dealing with treatment way long down the line.
Right? Because, like, how much is a condom compared to someone who's had chlamydia now for 6 months and has some crazy infection and now is going to have some long-term damage because of that? Like, there's medical bills involved, and that's more expensive than a condom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's true. I think for us in the harm reduction and substance use world, people maybe just think about, maybe someone will get this disease. Well, if people are using dirty syringes, they're also more likely to get abscesses. And if you need to go to the emergency room or take an ambulance ride for something that's maybe not necessarily a disease, but a really severe infection, again, that's more cost and more time and...
A couple grand when it could have been prevented for 10 cents.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
Ours is less than 10 cents per syringe. But yeah, anyway, so... Thanks for joining us, Chelsea.
Thank you all so much for having me. Yes. I love talking about this.
You were our first guest, and you did great.
You did do fantastic.
This is awesome.
We really appreciate you and your continued education here for our folks. And we'll be sure to put Chelsea's info and the info about that training.
And links to Planned Parenthood website and a few links to a PowerPoint that contains a lot of information from the state and local.
Yeah, we'll try to put in some of that data and statistics for our county. And yeah.
Thank you all.
Thank you. And then we can wrap. Okay, thank you for joining us today.
Big thank you to Chelsea and Planned Parenthood for coming and chatting with us and sharing that very, very valuable knowledge.
And like Chelsea described, there's a good amount of work being done around prevention and treatment and just general health and wellness around sexual health in our community. So if you need access to medical appointments dealing with that or any services along those lines, make sure and reach out to Planned Parenthood and Open Door and County Public Health for really any of those or your primary care provider. We also are here for folks who need referrals, HIV, HCV testing, and linkage to treatment and support around that. And I think that's about all we have for that, but we have one last thank you.
Ooh, what? Sorry, one extra thing too. You made me think of, since you mentioned that we do have HIV and Hep C testing, I don't know if we've talked about it on our podcast yet, but it is official. We are open on Fridays now from 9 to 12:30.
Yeah.
For Hep C and HIV testing and other case management needs. So we got the whole testing to treatment thing set up. So, you know, if you take the test and come back positive, we can help you with those next steps of, you know, if you need a primary care doctor, doing that, or if you already have one, getting set up with your treatment options, and just really getting your health moving in the right direction if that's something that you're interested in. So please come visit us on Fridays or give us a call for more information and some scheduling stuff, and we would love to be of assistance.
Yeah. Well, I guess we have another thing happening at Hatcher. I guess we can talk about real quickly. On Fridays, while they're downstairs testing, and that testing is really on Fridays. The rest of our program is closed. So it's really there for the community at large, because we have testing the rest of the week as well. But that day, we aren't open for regular services. So it's really meant to support not only our regular consumer base, but the larger community that might need it. Mm-hmm. And during that time at 10 o'clock on Fridays, there's what's called Smart Recovery here now. And a big shout out to Cora for that. It is a treatment group that, you know, it's a recovery group, and it's based around measurable, data proven, like real solid information.
Smart goals. Google smart goals, and it's that, but wrapped into recovery. So it's, you know, an alternative to 100% abstinence-based 12-step sort of stuff. So if that hasn't worked for you or you don't think it will, Smart Recovery is an awesome option that can help with goals and smaller changes to make better, healthier decisions.
Yeah, so we're really excited about that. Mm-hmm. We just have a lot developing around here and going on.
It's true.
So yeah, I think that's about all. February is a short month, so you'll be hearing from us again in a few weeks. In March, we don't know what it's going to be, but we'll have a good time talking about it. So thanks for joining us, and big thanks to one of our sponsors, because this podcast is in part funded by the Syringe Access Fund, a funding collaborative of AIDS United, Elton John AIDS Foundation, the H. Van Amerigen Foundation, the Levi Strauss Foundation, and the Open Societies Foundation. Thanks for that. I love saying that whole string of names. Those are amazing. So thanks for the support. And thanks for listening to Hashtag Facts Matter.
See you next time.
Bye. We'll be right back.